Our first scripture reading today is from Psalm 34, verse 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Our second reading is from Matthew 28, verse 20. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. These are God's words for God's people. Thanks be to God.
I'm going to sing for you real quick before I go into my sermon, because it just reminds me. There's this song. My sister taught it to us. My sister Donna from Georgia. I'm going to talk about her a couple times today. But she taught this to our vacation Bible school many years ago. But it touched my heart. And when I was preparing yesterday, as I was going back over things, it kind of came into my head. So bear with me. I haven't sang it in a while. But I hope that it blesses you. It's called I Need You. I need you, you need me, we're all a part of God's body. Stand with me, agree with me, we're all a part of God's body. It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. Amen. We need each other. Amen. I love that song because it's so true. I need you. I tell you this all the time. You brought me back to life. Amen. I needed you. You brought me back just when I needed it. I stepped in here. And God, He brought us together. I need you. You need me. Hey, we need each other. We need to survive in this world. We need each other. We're not alone. And that's what I want to talk about today. As we go into a new year and as we, you know, we face so many issues. There's so many things going on in this world. We're, you know, unsure of what the new administration's going to bring or what life's going to be like. And like I said, it's 2025. Wasn't that a movie? You know, when we were all kids and it was so space, or, you know, but we're here, we're going into this new year. And I want you to know that as you go in, as you may face trials, as you may face situations, because life changes come, you're not alone. You are not alone. God is with you. And my first scripture is Matthew 28 and 20. And it says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. He is with us no matter what you're going through, no matter what the trial, no matter what when it feels like you're all alone. God is with you. He says, I am always, even until the very end of the world. And I that's one of my favorites, because there have been times when it feels like, oh gosh, this feels like I'm walking this journey all by myself, but I'm not. And you are not. You're not walking this journey by yourself. The Lord is with you. Amen. He had right in the palm of his hand, it says, He's carrying you. He's with you. You can depend on Him. You may have times when you are alone in the natural, but know that His Spirit is with you. His Spirit is holding you, lifting you, encouraging you to keep going, to keep fighting, whatever your challenge may be. He is with you. You are not alone. You are not alone today. Zephaniah 3 and 17 says, the Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. Can you imagine that? He's rejoicing over you. He is with you. Our God is with you. And it made me think of I know I shared last week, I shared Justina's story, because God is so concerned with everything that concerns you. And I don't know most of you were here last week, right, to hear how God blessed her to see her grandchildren, and, you know, when she didn't look like it, he did it, and he did it that day, which was amazing to me. We prayed here in the church. She went home. Her granddaughter called her, brought the kids over. You know, it was just like, wow, God, you can do that. You can do it that quickly. But you know what? He doesn't always. And that's the story I want to share today about my sister, Donna. For Justina, it was instant. God, because he's so concerned with us, and he knows what we are able to bear. He knows what we are able to take. He knows when we need him right then, when it has to be a miracle and it has to be instant. And then he also knows when he's building your faith. And sometimes it takes a little longer. So my sister Donna, and I asked her, could I share her story as well? She has 3 children, but her oldest son had kind of like isolated himself from her over the years, probably over the last 10 to 15 years or so. He kind of isolated himself from her and their family, and they would try to call him and reach out to him, and he wasn't very receptive. And when he did reply, it would be with unkind words. He'd say just really mean and not nice things to her. But she kept going. She kept praying. And she was, you know, even my mom was alive then, and we would all be praying, you know, that he would come around. And remember, you know, the word says, train them up the way they should go. And when they're older, they will not depart, your children. And so we were like, God, remember that scripture? We raised him in the church, and why is he acting like this? But this year, and so that was probably 15, maybe 10 to 15 years ago. This year, when she started to pray for all of our children in our family, she would pray every Friday, and she has a list of, 30 some grandchildren of my mother's, or just our family. Every child she starts, she said, from the very oldest to the very youngest, and she just started praying for them. This year, when she came to visit, she got a call from him, and he invited her to dinner. Isn't that the coolest thing? That's God. He knows. He's so concerned with us. And through that test, she had to just stay faithful and keep praying. God comes. He doesn't leave us. You are not alone. She's so happy. I don't know if you follow me on Facebook or not, but she tagged me in pictures of her family, and they were all together. They were so joyful. That's what God does for us. You are not alone. Even when it feels like it, even when she felt like she had lost her son. And with Justina, it was a day, but with Donna, it was nearly 15 years. But God never left either of them, and he won't leave you. Whatever it is that you are expecting from him, whatever it is that you have before him, whatever the issue may be, it may be a family issue. It may be a financial issue. You know, it may be a job, or it may be your health, whatever it is. And you get to that point where it feels like you're all alone, like maybe he has left you. He has not. He is so concerned with you. He is so concerned with everything that concerns you. And that means everything. For those two, it was children, and in different ways, but he was concerned with both. For others, it may be something else that they are so concerned with, that they are distressed with. It could be caregiving. It could be that you're now put into that. I had a meeting with a lady Friday. I guess that was Friday. And she works for the Alzheimer's center or organization. And she was sharing with me how fast it came up on her for her father. And he was really young. Unexpected things happened. But even with that, we were able to share how God helped her, guided her, showed her exactly what she needed to do to care for him. And he was like early 50s, so he was really young. But God was with her. She wasn't alone. And that was the key. I kept trying to instill in her and share with her. You're never alone. He's with you. He understands. He sees you and all that you're going through. Psalms 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." And this scripture came alive for me. Like I shared, you all know, because I talk about them all the time, my parents, but they passed away within a year of each other. And that was very close. And I was taking care of them, and I lived in the house with them. And all of a sudden, I was there by myself. Now, I had a good family. My son came and stayed with me for months. And, you know, and my sister, everyone, they all really wrapped themselves around me. But there came a time when I was there by myself, in the house by myself. And I realized, oh, wow, I'm alone. I'm here all by myself. I've never been by myself. We've always had a big family. There's always a lot of people. And I would sit there and still feel the presence of God because I wasn't alone. Although I was alone, in there alone, God was with me. He wrapped me up and brought me through that time. He helped me to work through, you know, the fact that I was at that house all by myself all of a sudden. He helped me walk through it, but I was never alone. It was so amazing. As I look back over it now that it's been about a year, I can look back over it and see how he was my keeper, how he was my protector. He was my company, because I'm so crazy that I just talk out loud to him. I'm like, you know what, God, what are we doing today? What is this about? I don't get it. And I'll talk to him and the TV sometimes when I'm home by myself. But anyway, he never left me. And that's the point I really want to get across to you. As we're going into the new year, there's so many things you're going to experience. There'll be things that you haven't experienced yet. There's some things that you're going through now. But please know that God, he promised, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you always. He is with you, whatever it may be. I know during sickness, I've had some times when it felt like, whew, but he was there with me. I could feel him. He was there with me. When it felt like I couldn't go another day, he was there with me. All you have to do is call out to him. Call, God, help me. God, be close to me. I think of Maxine Meether. The last time I saw her, she shared with me, and this touched me so. She shared with me. She said, you know, in the middle of the night, she said, sometimes I would feel so lonely. She said, and then I would feel God's presence, and he'd give me his word. And I'd start to just feel his word in, you know, in my mind, and I'd have peace. So he says he's with us always, even in those last days. He's with us. Even in your happy times, he's with you. He's with you. You are not alone. God is with you. He's always with us. My last scripture today is Deuteronomy 33 and 12, and it says, let the beloved of the Lord rest secure in him, for he shields him all day long, and the one the Lord loves rests between his shoulders. Amen. That to me is so comforting. He says, rest secure in him. Just rest in him. Even when it feels like things are going awry, when it feels like I don't know which way to go, I don't know. Rest in him. He's with you and he will guide you. He'll give you the answer. You'll just be like, wow. I can think of my mom sharing those stories so many times, but she'd be like praying and the answer would knock on the door, you know, and it'd be like, God, really? You did that? So rest assured in him, knowing that he says you can rest in him. And I love to say, you know, if he never slumbers or sleeps, there's no reason for both of us to be awake. Amen. There's no reason for us both to be awake, worrying about what's going to happen. He never slumbers or sleeps. So you can rest in him. You get your sleep and rest. Amen. 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 Let's pray. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord, that we are not alone, God, that we have you, God, that you are our source, God, that you are our peace, that you are our protection. You are our hope. We thank you today. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for being a God that never fails. You never fail. And we thank you for your beautiful love, God. We thank you for your beautiful peace that surrounds us and keeps us in. Lord, I'm asking today that you would touch each person in the room today has a need before you. Lord, we ask that you would meet them at that very point of need, God, letting them know, let your spirit fill them and know they are not alone. They are not alone as we go into this new year, whatever may come, whatever issues or trials we may face, you are with us. And we thank you today, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And as always, we do pray for those who are in need of a healing, God, because you are the healer. We ask that you let your healing virtues flow from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet. And we give you praise. And today, God, I feel very strongly. We pray for peace of mind. We pray for your peace to cover every mind, every thought, every stress, every distress. God, that your peace covers, that you will cover them, each person, God. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.